السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Abid sent me a question about, he said, we see the oppression all over and the zulm all over, and hundred and thousand and million of Muslims making dua. And we know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the hadith promise, Allah promised He will accept the dua of the mazloom. But when you read the hadith carefully, وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ, meaning after some time, meaning you cannot demand the victory of Allah in the time you want. Allah promised to give you victory. Allah promised to support you. Allah promised to give you justice in this life and hereafter, but how, where, when? This Allah rahmah and Allah wisdom. In meantime, when you study the ahadith about Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi an al Munkar, you will find one of the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promise, if the ummah do not do their job, the good people, the pious people will make dua over the oppressor, and Allah will not accept. By this way, it's too many ahadith about that. Quran and ahadith do not contradict each other. But we cannot demand the style and how and where Allah will give victory, and Allah will support, and Allah will give justice. This is the wisdom of Allah. We cannot intervene, but we have to promise, to believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in meantime, when you read the beginning of the book of End, one of the first ahadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promise is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the calamity and diseases and hardship of the ummah is rahmah from Allah to escape the torture of Allah yawm al-qiyamah. By this way, all this, what you see is rahmah of Allah and the sunnah of Allah. The sunnah of Allah will take place because we are in a state of heedlessness and we're still stuck. We want the economy to be good. We want to live good. We want, it's almost like you're demanding the style of life and the way of life you want. No. The sunnah of Allah will take place. You will never be young forever. You will never be healthy forever. You will not live forever. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. This normal. And you see people dying every day. You're seeing huge country or nation or town or village destroyed every day by zulm or by water or by crisis or by hurricane, earthquake, volcano, you name it. What is the message? We're leaving. But if you ask me, we're still stuck. We're still stuck in dunya so bad, we have no vision of akhirah. This is the musibah of the ummah today. May Allah save me and save you and save mankind. And by the way, my dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, make dua for brother Habib father, rahmatullahi alayh. I just heard he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. And you continue make this dua inshaAllah. And you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this dua inshaAllah. I will make it for him and the all dead of the dead people of the ummah, and inshallah say ameen. I will explain it to you. Allahumma thabbithu inda su'al. Oh Allah, make him hold tight in the time of questioning. Allahumma hawwin alayhi dammat al-qabr. Oh Allah, make it easy on him the hug of the earth. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا حُفْرَ مِنْ حُفَرِ النِّيرَانِ. O Allah, make his grave a valley of Jannah, and don't make it, Ya Allah, a trench of Jahannam and hellfire. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma afsah lahu madd al-basar. And O Allah, make his grave spacious, the distance of his vision. Allahumma amilhu bima anta ahluh, wala tu'amilhu bima huwa ahluh, fa anta ahlul jud wal karam wal ihsan. And O Allah, deal with him according to you, and don't deal with him according to him. Allahumma amilhu bil karam wal ihsan. Allahumma amilhu bil karam wal ihsan. واعف عنه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اعف عنه يا رب العالمين. وعن أموات المسلمين جميعا يا رب العالمين. وارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه. O Allah, give him عفو. Erase, Ya Allah. Burden him, Ya Allah. Delete, Ya Allah. And O Allah, give us rahmah in the day when we feel and test the same thing they will test, which is our time. And O Allah, Allahumma rizqna ajru wa la taftinna ba'du. O Allah, give us the reward of the dua and supporting him at this time, and don't give us fitna after this moment, Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family the patience and the rewarding, insha'Allah. And we remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he always say, Al-aynu tadma' wal-qalbu yahzan wa la naqulu illa ma yarda al-Rabb. The eye is tear, the heart gets sad, but we do not say except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with. And that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when some people died, when we go and we give greeting, we said, لِلَّهِ مَا أَعْطَى وَلَهُ مَا أَخَذَ وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الصَّبْرَ وَالْإِحْتِسَابِ. Allah, he give what he want, he take what he want, and we only be patient and wait for rewarding, insha'Allah. And we remember we are in the end of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the death and the calamity and hardship of other wisdom to us, and rahmah to them, and elevation and awareness and awakeness to us, because we are next. And remember, this is the day you need it most. This is the day you need somebody to cry over you. This is the day you want your name to be elevated. This is the day of Eid, if you are dying in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make him among those, and may Allah make us among those, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate his anger from the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended his rahmah over the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the keys of goodness, lack of evils. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his anger, save us from his torture, save our heart with iman, save our heart with iman and yaqeen, save our heart with obedience to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, insha'Allah, and may Allah give us good ending. Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa ma fi ma ba'd al mawt. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وما فيما بعد الموت. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah put baraka in our death and the life after death. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the message. Do not need explanation. This is the message, the truth, the one all of us will test it. May Allah make it easy for him and all the one who passed away, and all of us when the time comes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.